My name's Alec Harrison. I'm from the South Coast. The team I played for over the years in the knockouts of South Coast, my one and only club. Very passionate about the club. I've been playing. I started in '78, played against Dad and all the teams, and I'm still a part of it. I'm involved in that because you know, my son's always been a passion of the game. I put him in the game when he was 15, and that brought his passion out, and I follow him because we want to keep the dream alive, sort of thing, for down home, and we're sort of losing. We want to keep it safe for all the young kids that's coming through. That's the main thing. So, you know, we give them something to look forward to at the end of the year, and hopefully they can make something of it. So.
And can you talk to us about the history of the knockouts over the years and how it's changed from when you used to play to today?
Yeah. Oh, well, when I first went in '78, it was wild. You know, the best thing about, like, we had a lot of, it was an alcohol thing back then. It was, you know, people trying to make money at the ground, you know, for that knockout that year, through those years. But when they brought it through, the non-alcohol and all that, the non-smoking, it completely changed the knockout. It brought more families, you know, and I think that was the best thing for knockouts, I think, when they made that change.
And how do you think that the knockout helps to promote our culture?
Oh, well, you know, it promotes our culture far and wide, I think. You know, we had people coming from Victoria that play AFL and used to come and watch us play. So that's how far and wide it went. And, you know, it's just bringing people together and bringing them over this way. And, well, you know, we're all connected. So we all run south, we run out west. As well, especially most of the South Coast mob. But what it is, it's just bringing families together, I think, and catching up with mob we haven't seen in a while.
And can you share any memorable moments from previous knockouts that stand out to you?
Well, the year in Monero was the year we put it in, because we had a lot of players that was playing elsewhere. And when I went to the Central Coast, I said to a couple of boys up there, I said, look, we need to bring some of these South Coast boys home because they're playing everywhere else and we haven't got a team in. So we decided to call it Ewan Monero because it's part of our country, man. I'm a Monero, my wife's a Ewan, and that's how we've got that name together. And that pretty much connect everybody up on the South Coast and some of the Ewan, some of the Monero people as well. So, and that made a big impact on some of the mob because it showed them, we got some of the boys that came and played, well, I'm from here. And I think that you know, they put their heart and soul in for that club that year.
And that year was when they played in Bathurst.
Yes.
And then you guys are back here in Bathurst, not with you and Manara,
no,
but the Sea Eagles.
Yeah.
And what's it like, do you think, for some of the players that played in that team to come back today and play?
I thought it was great. Kane coming back, you know, he was one of, that was his first year in New Manero. Got his blood going, but I mean, it's good to see them boys coming back. We just need the old boys just to keep coming back and pushing these young fellas up and make sure that, you know, they're going to be a part of this, because, you know, this is state football. This is the best football you could ever play. You can play group, you can play for all your groups, but when you're playing this football and you go and play for your group, it's a different ball game. You're going to another level of football. And I think that's what makes, you know, the difference, I think, yeah.
And what impact do you think the knockout has on shining a spotlight on the younger mob coming through?
Look, the passion of it. See, they come and watch us play, you know, the passion of it all. They watching us, their fathers play, and their aunties playing, and the girls are coming, well, we want to be a part of that too. So, and I think that's what it is, you know. The kids are watching you and they say, well, I want to be like Uncle, oh, I want to be like Auntie, I want to play that level of football, because, you know, it just brings dreams for them. You know, it's open doors for them, especially in NRL, that's what we're trying to get. And now we've got the women in league in the thing too, and I think it's a great thing, you know, for any of the kids. It's the biggest thing I've ever been a part of, so, you know, and I ain't going to stop until I'm dead, more or less. So, but yeah, that's how we want the kids to dream, and that's what it's all about.
And what every team here is, you know, playing to be able to win the grand final and take it back to their community. What does it mean to each team to actually, you know, win and then take it home? What does it mean?
It means a lot. It means a hell of a lot. When we got into Ewan, you know, that was the furthest we ever got to a finals. And the people down there were crying, you know, because that's the furthest we ever got. We got up in the 80s, yeah, we got around fourth. Around 83, we got around about fourth, like that, and we got knocked out. But you know, it means a lot to our mob down home. It means, you know, when they start crying, we know the passion, you know, because we're giving them something. And it's bringing them away from down there, it's making them travel, because a lot of mob don't travel. And it's making them go, and they're following the gang and all that. So, yeah, that's the best thing about it. That's what I like about it, you know. It keeps us where we should be.
Hi, I'm Olivia Harrison. I play for Blacktown Redbelly Warriors, and my mob's the Ewan mob and Camilla Roy.
And what does it mean to you personally being able to play at a knockout in front of your family, friends, the community?
It means a lot. I get to represent my culture, my mob, and where I'm from and all that, play my heart out.
And how do you prepare for a game personally? Or do you have any like G out songs that you listen to, or any rituals that you do to get ready for a game?
Yeah, I think I listen to like whatever R&B songs I can listen to, and just lock in before warm up and that, and just it's pretty much it. Nothing special.
Do you have any words of advice to other young girls that want to come and play for the knockout, and any inspirational messages that you could send to other young women out there that want to play football?
Probably just don't listen to the haters. Just whatever they say doesn't matter. If only that, like, that's what should help push you along and you prove them wrong. And yeah, just play for yourself and your mob and that.
How many generations have played knockout in your family? Is it every generation?
Pretty much, yeah, every generation's played, and I'm glad to be in my generation playing, keeping my family's footy and talent, keeping it going through our family and stuff.
And did you used to watch your grandpa play footy when he was young? Younger?
Not really, but like I see videos and stuff, and I hope to be something like him and be as passionate and as powerful and all that positive stuff, and you know, bring that through to the next generation.
And what does it mean to have him here watching you play? It
means a lot. Like, he's a big, like, he's very inspiring to me, and I learn everything every day. I learn something new from him.